Recorder, I mean, it really does a good job. There was just one place that it got a little faster, and but the rest of it, I mean, you sounded just like the Sandy that I can remember, and how that you sounded, you know, just when we're talking together and everything. But I'm glad that you did finally decide to go ahead and get you another tape recorder, because I don't know, it just means so much to me to receive your tapes and to be able to just really hear you in the way that I remember that you sound is just, oh, it just does wonders for me. Oh, Sandy, I am so horny that you'll just never know. I think about you and just wish that we could be in bed, you know, doing the things that we used to do. And now that I remember back, I just kick myself in the tail every time that we went to bed, and I just turned over and went to sleep, as you might say. But right now, all I gotta say, Shugs, you better just watch out and bring plenty of KY on our R&R, 'cause I tell you what, if you don't need it, I will, and if I don't, you will. 'Cause from the way your letters have been here lately, boy, I tell you what, looks like either me or you is in for a real good time. And from the way I think, we're both gonna really enjoy ourselves, and I am just really looking forward to it. I just have went to bed so many nights, and like I said, dreamed about you, and you've always outrun me. Boy, I tell you what, when I get home, I'm gonna just really give you a good talking to about running so blooming fast. I have just really been thinking about you here lately, and just wondering what you do, you know, and where you go and everything. And I don't know, your letters are just so descriptive of what you do, you know, that I can just more or less picture you. Oh, when you send me a tape, I can see you there at the tape recorder, court recording like what I'm doing now. And when you tell me that you've gone to what's her name, Malouk, and sitting in the chair there and getting all prettied up and everything, and I just really did like the, you know, the black and white pictures that you sent. They were just real good, and I thought your hair was just gorgeous. It just really was becoming to you. Of course, you know, there's not much more that you can do to really make yourself any more beautiful than what you are already, 'cause, boy, I tell you what, these old boys, I get so blooming mad at them sometimes I can't even see straight. Well, Miller, how in the hell did you ever get such a good-looking woman to marry you? And I just tell them, huh, I just got a damn good line that I fed her and got her drunk, and I took her out, and then I married her, and the next morning she woke up and she didn't know what to think. And they just get the biggest kick out of it. They call me the old man. I'm the oldest one in the hut, and of the EM from about, well, from the E4s down, I am the oldest one in this company, and everybody refers to me as the old man. The old PFC, they call me. They can't understand why I'm here. Nearly 26 and only a PFC, and I say, well, I could care less if I'm a E1, E2, or sergeant major, or what the hell, just as long as I get out of this hole in the next 9 months. They say, yeah, you're getting old enough that you'll just think more and more about it, and you'll re-up, Miller. Yeah, you'll re-up. And I just tell them, don't hold your breath waiting for me. But I don't know, these old boys are pretty good guys, most of them. And my bunk mate, Taylor, he's 19, and he's the one that's studying English through correspondence, and I've just really been getting after him, you know, like I remember my dad doing. And here lately, he's started calling me Dad. So I just reversed the procedure and started calling him Son, and seemed like it just tickles him to death, because I know it tickles myself to death. But I just really enjoy being around most of these guys, especially hearing the Hootsers, all one or two, you know, that anybody could do without. Of course, that's no matter where you go, that's you'll always find people like that. Sandy, you'll never believe what I'm studying. I'm studying physics, of all things. But I got this little old paperback. It says the ABC of physics. And so I started reading it yesterday, and boy, I tell you what, it is really interesting. Of course, as far as ever taking physics or anything like that in college, I doubt if I'd ever do it. But I thought, since I was over here and I do spend a lot of time reading, that I might as well try to read something, you know, that would be a little bit educational. If I knew I could just really get down and study some, I'd probably try to get some books on chemistry and start studying up on chemistry in case I ever did go back to college, and because I'll will need chemistry when I get out. But I'm afraid that if I ever got it, that I might do all right for the first couple of weeks, but then I'd probably, just like I was in college, lose interest on the blooming thing and just forget about it entirely. So I don't know, I might, if I could find some chemistry books or something, you know, anything educational, I might, as long as I was over here, try to do a little studying and maybe get ahead of myself. But that remains beside the point. Whether I will is another thing or not. Well, Shug, looks like this tape's about through, so before it runs out like yours usually does, I'll tell you just how much I do love you. I don't guess there's just hardly words enough to describe my feelings for you, Sandy, but I know I love you, and you know I love you, and I know you love me. And the baby coming just makes me love you that much more, because I know that you and I have helped create a person so sweet and so small and so cuddly, and I hope he smells good, and it just really makes me proud to know that we've both had a part in it. Well, you be sweet, darling, and I hope that you enjoy these tapes as much as I enjoy yours. So you be sweet and take care until